Christians distinguished between what they regarded as moral commandments, above all the Ten Commandments, which had an enduring normative force, and what they called ritual commandments, circumcision, purity, diet, worship, which they regarded as having been abrogated by the experience of Jesus. So Christians still regard the Ten Commandments as normative for their lives, but do not take seriously the ritual commandments of Torah. These tend to be interpreted by Christians symbolically or allegorically. Thus, circumcision is not the snipping, the physical snipping of the foreskin, but the purity of heart or a good intention by which one responds to God. So, in particular, the Christians accept the binding force of the Ten Commandments, but in combination, interestingly, with Leviticus 19:18, which is the commandment to love the neighbor as the self. And so this combination of the Ten Commandments and love of neighbor is, from the first, regarded as essential for Christians. So in his letter to the Romans, in chapter 13, verse 8 following, Paul says to the Roman congregation, "Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law." The commandments: you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. He's clearly alluding to the Ten Commandments. And any other commandment are summed up in this one word, are recapitulated in this one word, love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19:18. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And this has been a very important principle, that the supreme law for Christians is the law of love. The great value, however, of negative commandments, do not do this, do not do that, and do not do that, is that they are definite. So when you are told, do not commit murder, you are forbidden to do one thing, but you are allowed to give life in all kinds of ways, and to affirm life in all kinds of ways. The difficulty with positive commandments, such as keep holy the Sabbath, when have I quit? When have I done enough to keep the Sabbath holy? And they tend to become very complicated and ambiguous. Same thing with the law of love. Christians have struggled, what is the meaning of love? It's not a feeling. It's not simply an attitude. Somehow it has to be translated into action. But who is my neighbor? What does it mean to love my neighbor? What are the limits of what I need to give to my neighbor? These are complicated issues for Christians. The second main source for moral teaching in Christianity is the teaching of Jesus in the Gospels, especially the Sermon on the Mount, as it is called, in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 through 7. And there is another version of this in the Gospel of Luke chapter 6. Many Christians regard the Sermon on the Mount as central, of central importance for Christian morality. Jesus there is understood as reinterpreting Torah in terms of his own messianic message. And he does this in three ways. The pattern is consistent throughout. You have heard it said, and then Jesus quotes something from Torah, and then he responds, but I say to you. But the various antitheses show us three ways of Jesus dealing with the law. One is interiorizing it. So, you have heard it said, do not commit adultery, but I say to you, do not lust even in the heart against a woman. You have heard it said, do not murder, but I say to you, do not be angry. Probably better translated, do not be hostile toward the other. Anger is an emotion. Hostility is an attitude. But there is also a kind of intensification. You have heard it said, you can give your wife a divorce. I say to you, no divorce. Or you have heard it said, you can take an oath upon this grounds or that grounds. I say, no oaths at all. So that's actually making the law more stringent. And finally, by means of radicalizing Torah. So if a neighbor takes something from you, do not take revenge, but rather give him even more. Or do not love just the person who loves you, but love your enemy. A more radical extension of the commandment of Leviticus 19:15, which basically applied to fellow Israelites. So these sayings in the Sermon on the Mount have been one of the bases of Christian morality. Again, in the Gospels, we see that in the mouth of Jesus,